second ago that you went up to Port Wyoming and did some work there?
Yeah, I worked at the port up there as a janitor.
Mm-hmm. Had you ever worked before that?
Not to speak of, only just a little housework now and then.
Mm-hmm. But so you had done housework for other people before that, or?
Yeah, just a little, just uh-huh. Sort of day work now and then, enough mm-hmm. to, because, well, my husband never wanted me to work.
Mm-hmm.
He just, he was one of that, but he didn't think that it looked very good for a woman to go out and help support her husband. He was, he wanted me to quit after the war was over. He wanted me to quit then, and I said, no, I wasn't one to stick it out until I was laid off. Wasn't much, wouldn't be much longer. And I went out. There's times when I thought I was going to have to quit, but I didn't want that against my record or on my record that I terminated myself.
Mm-hmm. So you at Port Wyoming, was he working on the rails up there?
Yeah, he was.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And did you just take on some extra work for some extra money?
Yeah, because I didn't have anything to do, and they was living there in a hotel. Well, in fact, I worked at two hotels. I'd go and make beds and clean rooms in the morning
mm-hmm.
and go out to the port and clean offices out there. That's all I had to do. I had to keep busy. I couldn't sit there in a hotel, go down and sit on the beach or sit in a hotel room and smoke like some of the women did, but or hang around the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had, I wouldn't give anything for that, the experience I had. I know how other people live now when they live in hotels. Otherwise, I didn't know a thing about a
mm-hmm.
Hotel or how they was run or anything. But it wasn't, there was nobody there to bother you. Just a flock of girls, each had their floor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about having that job when you first got it?
Which job?
It sounds like this would be your first job, the job you had.
I'm really proud of it.
Uh-huh.
Because I was active and everybody was short of help, and I was just glad to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really... well, I can't think of the word, but nevertheless, when I got my job at Lockheed,
mm-hmm.
I thought the day I went out and put in my application, I thought, well, now I'll have about 3 weeks to come home and get the everything caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never dreamed when I went out and put in my application that one day that I'd be going back to work the next day. So I didn't have any time to do the things I'd planned. I had to hurry out and get some britches to wear. First pair of slacks I ever wore in my life.
So at this other job, you wore a dress?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember what your wages were like?
No, I can't remember that. I think I hired out at Lockheed at 65 cents an hour, I think. But, oh, yes, I did work down to American Can for a few months as a packer in the milk department.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember my wages there either, but that was day work, and I just wasn't broke in to work days away from home.
Mm-hmm. Was, how old was your daughter when you were doing the work at Port Wyoming?
Oh, she was 18. She'd put in, wrote civil service when she was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the next day after she was 18, they sent her a notice to come to work at McClellan Field.
Mm-hmm.
So she was able to go out on her own, but
mm-hmm.
Of course she couldn't, she could write her civil service, but they held that in reserve till the day she was 18, and then it's come on to work.
That if she was 18, that'd be about 1942,
and
so that she was working.
Well, she graduated in 1941,
mm-hmm.
And I said the day after, but I think if I remember right, she'd be was 18 when she graduated. It was soon as school's out when they. Center word to come to work.
Mm-hmm. So the year that you went to work at Port Hueneme was about the same time that she graduated from high school, or was it before that?
Well, she graduated first.
Uh-huh.
In 1941, and I went to work in 1943.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is probably a good stopping place, because I want to save the rest of the stuff.